Buenos dias. This is your mind ranting. The name is Chris Crush Cristobal. I'm here with my ever so faithful and very happy co-host, Stark. Today is the 24th of March, 2023. Yeah, we're doing an episode on a Friday. All right, going to keep this one really, really, really short. I want you guys to do me a favor, okay? I want you to stay away from self-diagnosis, okay? It does not end well. You start freaking out. I mean, shout out to WebMD for freaking me out many times, right? I would type in, hey, I'm sweating from my palms. I feel a little feverish. And then all of a sudden this thing says, hey, you probably need to go to the hospital because you might be dying. And the WebMD memes have been really, really fire, at least the recent ones that I've looked up. But there's also psychological traits and disorders that you and I have no business self-diagnosing, okay? I actually wanted to talk about my recent testing for psychopathic traits. I did make a Substack section for my mini rants just based on my experience with the testing. I just want you to know that diving into, and this is just me personally, maybe I do have some screws loose in my head, but just diving into psychopathy, cluster personality disorders, narcissism, ADHD, behavioral neuroscience, the origins of the debates of nature versus nurture. Anything involving the mind and the brain has me warped and just has me, you know, so focused on figuring out if there's something wrong with me. Not because I want to justify my behavior, but just because I want to be able to be like, okay, so that's what's wrong. So as I mentioned, recently, I've taken some of these psychopathic trait tests. In particular, I've done Hexaco, the Dark Triad. I've even checked out, you know, the psychopathy checklist, the one that's been made famous by Dr. Robert Hare, the Triarchic psychopathy measures. And needless to say, I got some results. All right, I've done a majority of these tests. And luckily, and I'm going to go on record, I am not a psychopath, thank God. I think the one that makes the most sense to me, at least the one of these tests that have been really easy to read and understand, is a triarchic psychopathy measures test, which does test on three interconnected constructs. So that would be disinhibition, that's impulsiveness, mistrust, weak restraint, we got meanness, that's usually your lack of empathy, empowerment through pain or cruelty or contempt towards others, boldness, social assertiveness, and emotional resiliency. So it looks like out of the three subscores, I scored the highest in disinhibition. I'm very impulsive. A lot of things I do that are not really thought out. And I am somewhat all over the place sometimes. So, you know, people make the assumption that psychopaths or sociopaths are, you know, calculated. More so psychopaths. I know a lot of people say sociopaths tend to be a little bit more a little bit more chaotic and a little bit more erratic, but you know, psychopaths can be impulsive. They do lack the empathy to realize the people they hurt with their actions. So lack of empathy for sure. But you know, it trips me out that I scored pretty high on that impulsiveness, and then, you know, mistrusting people, mistrusting myself at times. I guess my meanness score would be the next one. This is scored out of 174 possible points. Obviously, the higher the score, the more likely you are to be to have psychopathic traits. That once again just mentions that you have the traits. Remember, psychopath is not necessarily a medical term. It's just something that's thrown around through media and then, you know, just along the mental health industry. There might be personality disorders that follow along with the psychopathic traits. And unfortunately, thanks to the media, I mean, just the word psychopath has been interchanged with psychotic. But I'm just getting ahead of myself. My second highest score, which was a 10, the disinhibition was 37 points. My next one was the meanness. So that's lack of empathy, empowerment through pain and cruelty, and contempt towards other. I would say I would have a little bit more contempt towards others, more so out of jealousy. I am a jealous fucking human being, more so because I feel like I don't know if it's because I lack the discipline to get things done or anything of that. I think that's what it is. So for sure, I can see why that score is a 10. And then my boldness, is definitely a 7, which is my lowest score, which is social assertiveness and emotional resiliency. I cannot for the life of me have a good day if something has been bugging me throughout the week. I mean, it is what it is. I wish it wasn't that way. I could probably change it. I should choose to change it, but obviously it's probably not important enough for me that I enjoy being stressed out so much. I just how the way my brain has been wired, my social environments, although I should take Dr. Lisa Feldman Barrett's advice and, you know, realizing that even though I grew up with the brain that I did, it doesn't have to be that way. So, good thing I'm not psychopathic. Although it does say here that I scored about 20% more than most people of the same age and gender. So, quite interesting. I know this stuff should not really be worried about. Oh, I just got stark stretching in front of my face. I should not worry about this stuff. I don't think anybody really should. I mean, unless they're really just going out of their way to, you know, to steal or hurt people, maybe you should meet with a medical professional. But I think this just has been more, a little bit more fun for me. Like I mentioned, I don't want to be worried about this stuff. Just my curiosity has led me to some crazy rabbit holes. I'll probably link the test underneath the description of this episode. Take it for yourself. See what you think. All right. Like I mentioned, this is not medical advice. This is just more so if you're very curious, like myself. Okay. And it gives you a reason to get off your phone for a little bit, yeah? Because I know you're on TikTok. I know you're scrolling through the Instagram, or I know you're reading the newsletter, although I do appreciate it if you are reading the newsletter. So, yeah. Quite an experience. I'm glad I'm not a psychopath. I'm glad I'm not a sociopath. I'll definitely dive into this more. I'm going to do a few more episodes on this kind of stuff, maybe introduce the abnormalities that serial killers, violent people, and you know, it's funny thing about psychopathy and violence, while they're closely associated, it's not very definitive. A lot of psychopaths are not violent. Maybe they might choose to be violent in order to get something out of it. But it's not like extremely associated with violence, at least I don't think so. Maybe I'm using that incorrectly. But yeah. And there's also the good kind of psychopaths as well out there. Like Dr. James Fallon, he's good. Okay, I'm going to shut the hell up now. So, thanks for tuning in. Like I mentioned, I'm going to go ahead and put the test down below in the description. Take a look at it. Take the test if you want. See what your score is. Share it online. Let your people know that you're not crazy. Or if you are crazy, hey, at least you got ahead of it. And now you can make the steps towards meeting with a medical professional. Also, you know, just whatever the media tells you, if you do happen to have, you know, psychopathic traits, just know that, you know, as long as you didn't act on them through violence or through contempt towards others, I mean, you're fine. I would still recommend you getting treatment for it. But just do well. And that's all there is to it. So take care of yourselves this weekend. Stark, you have anything else to say? He just turned away from the microphone. He's like, I'm tired of you. All right, my friends, take care. And until next time, adios.